Since that blazing July 4th weekend, Juneau has been mostly wet with a few sunny breaks here and there. I'm Rhonda McBride with your weekend weather outlook. And joining me now, Wes Atkins, one of the lead forecasters with the National Weather Service's Juneau team. Well, Wes, it looks like we are in for some more wet days this weekend.
Yes, unfortunately, I know a lot of people are kind of getting a little annoyed with the rain and the lack of sun lately, and the cool temperatures too. I mean, I went out on a walk last night and it was in the 40s and got wet too. So we are looking for the rain to re-intensify. So Friday is going to be a wetter day than even Thursday was. We could see a repeat performance of Thursday on Saturday, where we get some light rain here and there from some really low clouds in the area. It's just going to be a murky day. And then that is preceding a very wet and probably windy Sunday. Yeah, if I had to make plans over the weekend, maybe late Saturday or Saturday night might be the best. But I doubt very seriously we'll see any sun this week.
Okay. Somehow I really didn't want to hear that.
Well, I do have some good news, though. We are studying after this big storm that hits on Sunday and exits the region on Monday, we could be in line for a change in weather pattern that would suggest warmer than normal temperatures and less precipitation than normal, potentially dry. And we're not talking 80s here, but, you know, I don't think 70 is out of the question, and I think that will be very welcome by a lot of people.
So maybe we end July kind of like we started, but not quite as warm.
Not quite as extreme, and our confidence isn't great, but it's there. I think it'll happen. It's just we've got to wait patiently for it, because until then, it's going to be pretty wet and murky.
All things considered, I guess we have to feel pretty lucky to have this rain and cooler weather when you consider what's going on in the lower 48 and in Europe, those record highs, the drought. Are we stealing their rain?
I'm sure they might think that way. What we look for in like weather and climate science, we like to look for these pockets in the atmosphere where we think that we're going to have anomalously high temperatures aloft. And that's what they had over Europe. They had something called a cutoff low that formed just offshore in the, I guess, northeast Atlantic. That meant that it was ushering southerly winds in Spain, in Portugal, in France, in Britain, and it was transporting a lot of that heat that's customarily over the Saharan Desert in North Africa right into Europe. And with this cutoff low, we say it's a cutoff low because in general, lows like to kind of follow the jet stream. But some of them get lost, if you will. They're just ambling, just walking aimlessly, and they have no real push from anywhere to drive it. We had one of those situations just offshore in the Atlantic Ocean. The jet was way to the north, say in Iceland and north of Scotland, and so we just had this situation where it just pumped a lot of warmer air over. And there was a ridge in mainland Europe anyway, and that kind of contributed to a lot of the stability in the atmosphere. So it just steadily baked that region of the world. We had a similar setup, if you remember, in the Pacific Northwest in Western Canada. I think that was last summer when Seattle broke all-time records. I think they hit 105, 106, 107. And I know Vancouver did. I think Canada set its all-time record temperature. In our office, we've actually talked a lot about these situations. If just such a situation had formed a little farther to the west, we could have dealt with some way record temperatures here. But it just so happened that last year we were just on the edge of it. I think Juneau got into the lower 80s, tighter, might have touched 90. but we were blessed that we were just far enough west that it wasn't nearly as bad.
Sometimes you hear scientists talk about having a drought in a rainforest, and I guess that is possible, but how are we doing for rainfall so far this month?
Well, we started off the month pretty dry, but we've since made up for it. Right now, I would say that we are running middle of the road for the month of July because we've had such a wet time the last 2 weeks. It's actually been kind of normal for us because typically as we push into August, our average rainfall kind of, you know, goes up little and little by each day. August, September, October, November, those are some of our wettest months around. So we are definitely entering the heart of the rainy season. August is a wet month across practically all of Alaska. So it's not just the rainforest of Southeast, although our wettest time is actually September, October. In Fairbanks, Anchorage, in Nome, it's all generally August.
Wes, I like how you describe that, the heart of the rainy season. So as we round out July, do you think we'll get a little bit of a respite before we head into what you call the heart of the rainy season?
Yeah, and we may head into early August that way. I have a feeling it will tip back because climatology is pretty strong, but that'll be something to watch. So this time of year, we start to want to embrace those pockets of dry weather. So next week looks kind of promising.
All right, that sounds like a good note to end on. Thanks so much, Wes Adkins, a meteorologist who is one of the lead forecasters on the National Weather Service's Juno team. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure, Rhonda.